want answers,
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
1, 2, 3, 4. Dave.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
Welcome to hour number two of the Common Sense Show. Hi, everybody. This is your host, Dave Hodges. Joining me is our news director, Annie DeRiso. Our special guest this evening for the balance of the show is Dr. Jim Fetzer, founder for 9/11 Scholars for Truth. We've traveled a lot of road tonight. We've compared the Kennedy assassination with 9/11 on a lot of different levels. We've talked about the phony baloney evidence you used to support the 9/11 Commission report. If you're holding on the line, and you've obviously called 1-800-313-9443, we'll get to you after our next break, so please be patient. And Jim, I wanted to give you a chance to finish your thought in response to Annie's question. And you left off here with one of the goals was to establish offshore oil.
Right. Well, this is another parallel, actually, because just as oil was a driving force behind 9/11, so too behind the assassination of JFK. Walter Cronkite did a special half hour in 1998 that I watched where he laid out a map of the offshore continental shelf and explained how the big international oil companies had already subdivided it. And I'll tell you, it was the only explanation I ever heard that made any sense as to why we were there, in addition, of course, to your observation about the Golden Triangle with regard to drug dealing. Thereafter, I would notice little articles in the paper every now and then that would say, you know, how Vietnam, this is long after the war was over, how Vietnam had leased another one, a major tract of this offshore continental shelf to one of the big oil companies.
I think it plays right into Agenda 21, too. I mean, the whole control program really pumped up after 9/11. And here, look what we're getting now, Agenda 21.
Jim, are you familiar with what?
It perfectly.
Yeah, Jim, are you familiar with what Annie's talking about?
I'm not sure that I'm. You tell me more about Agenda 21. I mean, certainly, you know, the passing of the Patriot Act and the Military Commissions Act and Guantanamo. Torture was necessary to support this phony war on terror, because if you didn't have false confessions, you wouldn't have had any evidence to support it. So I think that, you know, Bush and Cheney always thought torture was going to be their key to creating a false impression that Al-Qaeda was behind it. Osama bin Laden, by the way, when he was initially informed, denied having anything to do with 9/11. He said it was a government within a government in the United States. He pointed out that the Quran explicitly forbids killing innocent women and children, and that while he did have differences with the United States because they had military forces in Mecca and Medina, the two most holy sites in Islam, and were taking a lopsided approach in favor of Israel in relation to the Palestinians, he said he had nothing to do with it. And in fact, Osama appears to have died around December 15th of 2001. The videos and tapes since then appear to have been faked. I actually authored press releases about it, citing experts on Osama's voice and so forth. And the whole thing has been quite a charade. In fact, David Griffin has another book about it entitled Osama bin Laden, Dead or Alive, that marshals evidence that Osama actually died that long ago.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. That's been my sense. I mean, we know the man was an abject kidney failure, was receiving necessary dialysis.
It's hard to tell those kidney machines around those caves in Afghanistan, Dave.
Well, that kind of defies logic, doesn't it, Jim? Like a lot of other things we've talked about tonight. But I think Annie's question goes to world government, and that's specifically what lies behind Agenda 21. And before you can have world government, you have to suppress the constitutional liberties of the United States citizens through the things you mentioned, like the Military Commissions Act, the Patriot Acts 1 and 2. Yeah. And then you can usher in your police state and take it whatever direction you desire. And earlier, and just a moment ago, you mentioned something about establishing world government. You went over that very quickly. Did I understand that correctly?
I'm not sure you did, because I think the great fear here is that,
well, Jim, I'm going to hold this as a cliffhanger because we're up against the break, but I want to come back with that very question. What does Jim Fetzer feel the ultimate purpose is with 9/11? And we'll get your calls too. Stay tuned, everybody. More on the other side of these messages.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention all business owners. Save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Welcome back, everybody. Our guest tonight is Dr. Jim Fetzer. Also joining me is our news director, Andy DeRiso. And Jim, as we went to the break and before we open up the lines for calls, let me let you finish your thought with a response to the question, what is, in your opinion, the ultimate agenda of 9/11?
Well, I think there's a giant step you have to take before, you know, you can turn your attention to the world, which is you have to gain control of the United States. And my concern has been that we have had an increasing growth in the influence of corporations on American life. Mussolini said that fascism could equally well be defined as corporatism because it was a merger of big business with big government. And I think we have come to that point where, you know, we have corporate welfare, but we don't have, you know, bailouts for the little guy. Even the small businesses are being denied by the rich and the powerful, who seem to have an unquenchable desire to acquire more and more wealth and power. And it's really devastating to the quality of life in the United States. We're all going bankrupt. The middle class is being annihilated, and yet the top 2% is getting richer by the day. I'm afraid that the United States never faced a threat from communism. Business interests in capitalism is too deeply entrenched here. But you know, the most inhumane economic form of economy is unregimented capitalism, next to or in contrast with slavery, where the ordinary worker becomes a kind of slave, an indentured servant for big business. So I'm just terribly concerned that we're basically there here in the United States.
Yeah, what you're describing, if I could paraphrase it, Jim, is basically becoming a police state for the purposes of imposing feudalism on the masses.
That's exactly right. Actually, the feudal model is the right model because, you know, I often ask myself, well, what do the rich really want? And it's that they want these gated communities that are akin to castles that are protected as though they were surrounded by moats, and everyone else is just toiling in the field like serfs, you know, performing such menial tasks as they may require us to perform on their behalf. I'm afraid that is the model, Dave, and that, you know, we can look around us and it may not look like that, but if you understand what's going on, the reality is very close approximation.
Last comment before we go to the phones, Jim, is that Annie's comment about Agenda 21 seems well taken by your last description, because in Agenda 21 they call for herding people together in densely populated areas, and further they call for the redistribution of wealth upwards so they can better manage it, as well as making vast areas of our country safe refuges against settlement.
Yes.
And if you look at the feudal model, that fits in just as another piece in that jigsaw puzzle.
Yes.
So I think Annie's question was somewhat insightful. Let's go to the phones and welcome Guy from Arkansas. Hi, Guy. You're on with Jim Fetzer. What's on your mind?
Good evening, Annie, David, and Doctor. Glad to hear that you haven't lost your energy in pounding the truth. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah, keep that drum pounding. Okay. A couple comments here. And you can respond, and I'll just get off the air after I make them. I think the 9/11 thing had multifaceted purposes. It was not just one, and it was not just for oil. Obviously, the CIA had to reestablish the opium trade in Afghanistan. That was one. The other one was that they knew that the shadow government would eventually have to take control of Afghanistan so they can have a two-front side against the upcoming war with Iran, so they had to get that established. And I'm sure there's a plethora of other agendas under those. Now, besides RBN being attacked by the truth killers at B, Genesis programming on Thursday and Friday were getting hammered very heavy as well. And on Joyce Riley's show, I think it was either Thursday or Friday, she played a clip off of YouTube that has been on there for a while, in which the teacher was having the kids repeat what comes out to be a satanic ritual. And what the teacher was having the kids say was a kite plane must hit steel. And a kite is basically a remote-controlled air vehicle. So she had these kids recite this with a lot of energy, and, of course, good old Satanic Bush was sitting there with a good smile on his face. And this is on the YouTube that shows this, and I guess this was just prior to him reading the upside-down goat book.
Let me ask Jim, have you heard of that?
No. This ritual or chanting, of course, the story of Bush in the classroom in Sarasota, where I used to live when I taught at a small college there, was rather striking, because Andy Card comes in and tells him that, you know, America's under attack, and he sits there, his expression doesn't change for 7 minutes. You'd think he would stand up and excuse himself, you know, and explain to the kids he had to attend to matters of state, but he doesn't do that. He would later report, you know, in public that when he saw that plane hit the first tower, he thought that was a really terrible pilot. But once you know, that the second tower has been hit, which occurs only 15 or 20 minutes later, you realize it was no accident, and you'd never make that remark, which suggests to me he had to see the event on something like a closed-circuit Secret Service television circuit, because there was no way that the American people saw that event until the Naudé brothers' video footage became available, and that would be for another day or two.
Good point. Okay, thanks for your call, Guy. Let's go to Art in Maryland. Hi, welcome to the Common Sense Show. You're on with Jim, Annie, and Dave.
Yeah, hi, all. Hey, Jim, I was glad you brought up the 08 April 15th rally. Do you remember Mrs. Liberty?
Yes.
Well, I do. I know. I was very instrumental in putting that together, but I know it would make her day to hear from you again.
You and the Granny Warriors, yeah. And because, you know, Ron Paul hadn't taken a stand about 9/11, I wanted to make sure that when they invited me, they knew what I was going to address. And they said, no. They knew what I was going to talk about. They wanted me to do it. I thought that was very courageous of them.
Well, I just know
the Granny Warriors.
Yeah, Miss Liberty would love to talk to you again. But anyway, that's not why I called in. on the Jesse Ventura show, when the segment he did on 9/11,
yeah.
one of the guests he was supposed to interview was an air traffic controller, but at the last minute they chickened out, decided that it was not in their best interest to come on. But what the information they were going to discuss was that those two flights that hit towers were not even scheduled to fly that day.
Well, Flight 11 and Flight 77 were not scheduled. And 11 was the plane that hit the North Tower, and 77 that purportedly hit the Pentagon, though actually the plane there flew over the building. And whatever hit the North Tower was pretty clearly not a 757. I've done several studies of this where you can find them on. Go to 911scholars.org or to my blog at jamesfetzer.blogspot.com. Or go to nolizradio.org/archives/21621, and you can pick up. That's my most recent presentation from London. If you go to 9/11 Scholars, you'll scroll down. You'll find a PowerPoint I presented in Buenos Aires. And when you look at the evidence, I have a time sequence there that was prepared by Rosalie Grable, in which you can tell it's a flying something, but it's clearly not a 757. And of course, I've remarked already about the footage of the plane that hit the South Tower, which is extremely suspicious, and which I suspect was prepared so it would be the most convincing, you know, as a psychological operation for the American people, and may have involved a hologram.
Yep. And it's what happened to all those people. I kind of agree with you. I kind of wonder if those people actually ever existed that were supposedly on those planes.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Yeah, it's a fascinating question. I have some guests on a radio show I host entitled The Real Deal on the revereradio.net who have offered several different theories. Some of them have taken photographs of the passengers and found that they appear to be morph variations of some famous people in some instances, and where it's all very, very mysterious. I had a member of Scholars who did a study of the persons who allegedly made 19 phone calls during these flights, and found that of the 19, only one had their name on the Social Security Death Index. And the number who survived has received money from the Survivor's Benefit Fund was zero. Very, very odd.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's all I had, Jim. I sure appreciate it.
Thank you for
the
call.
Okay, well, thanks for your call, Art. And let's go back to the lines and welcome Bill from Idaho. Hi, Bill. You're on with Jim Fetzer.
Yes, thank you so very much. Excellent presentation, as usual.
Thank you.
I just wanted to ask that you would be able to go back over the discussion in regard to Abel Danger.
Dave, I lost what he wants me to go back over.
Yeah, he's coming through kind of faint, but what I got from that, Ed, if I heard you correctly, was he wants you to talk about Abel Danger again.
I had a follow-on as well. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for your call.
Abel Danger was a U.S. Military operation that was supposed to plan for long-term anti-terrorist, you know, response, which I suspect may have been used as a cover for planning the events of 9/11. I know, Dave, you have raised a question about Abel Danger yourself in your list of 20 questions. Do you have thoughts about it that go beyond what I have just said?
No, I think you're right on the money, and I think it's as coincidental as the terrorist activities, or let's say anti-terrorist planning program in London when they had the subway bombings.
I was hoping I could ask a follow-on. Is that possible?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, Ed.
I just wanted to make a point that, you know, it was not covered by Genesis, and it was suggested through Republic to get Kurt Weldon and or his military staff coordinators for that data mining project on the air, because actually it was quintessential to early data mining technology and the ability of our intelligence community to avoid these kind of disasters. And of course it was all covered up and it was pulled from the inside.
Good point, Ed. Ed, we're up against the break. I'll let Jim respond to that when we come back after word from our sponsors. Everybody else on the lines, stay put. We'll get to you just as soon as we can.
Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to the Common Sense Show. Thanks for staying with us to the break. Our special guest is Dr. Jim Fetzer. And Jim, did you have a follow-up on what our last caller brought up?
Well, Dave, I was just going to say that, you know, the Pentagon is targeting the Internet. They regard free speech as the enemy to their power and influence. And so I'm finding problems with my own email. I send them out and I don't get copies back for 12 hours or more. And suddenly then I get kind of an avalanche of emails that show up in my box. It's really very bizarre, and I think that we're experiencing something like that here and now.
Yeah, I get that with emails, text messages, and occasionally I get taken off my own radio show. Let's go to...
Right there, you get blipped right there, my friend.
Okay, well, I probably did. Let's go to Ed in Utah. Hi, Ed. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, Mr. Hodges.
Hi, you're on.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. Do you have a question for Jim?
Listen, very good dialogue here tonight.
Thank you.
Professor, I wanted to talk to you about a couple of things you had mentioned earlier concerning, you guys brought up Lee Harvey Oswald.
Sure.
Yeah, there's a common theme with the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yes.
You had Lee Harvey McVeigh.
Yes.
Yeah, you have this setup, stooge type of setup there, and you were right that they did sheep dip Mr. Oswald there. He ended up after working for the Leon Israel Company, which is interesting. You would think that'd be common knowledge there, where his last place of employment was, but none of the major media got into looking at that. So when you start putting that together, you also touched on Flight 93.
David can't hear. Pardon me?
Yeah, Jim said he can't hear your question. Why don't you go ahead and say it to me, and I'll repeat it to Jim, and you can listen off the air.
Go ahead about the sheep dipping at Boswell and so forth.
Yeah, he was trying to link that to Flight 93. Go ahead.
He looked like a communist when really he was working for the company.
Yes, we got that.
That's right.
Yeah, and I was shifting over to 93, Flight 93, when you had...
I lost you now. I'm sorry to say.
I think we lost Ed altogether.
Am I on?
Well, I'll jump in here then.
Go ahead, Annie.
Okay, going back to Building 7, I got an email that says, you know, it reminded me, I forgot, but that's where the FBI investigational evidence was kept, and so, you know, that just destroyed everything they had. And where was the bullion? Weren't there underground vaults in one of those?
Yeah, apparently there were, under the World Trade Center, and they found a van, a big heavy van, you know, like an armored car type that had been used to move it, that was found under Building 7, as I recall. Building 7 also had the Securities and Exchange Commission. They had all the records for the Enron case were there, and for other investigations. I mean, you'd think in this day and age that they'd be in computer copies all over the place, but I do think that that's one of the reason Building 7 was targeted. It was too good an opportunity to miss, to get out from under the thumb of criminal prosecution that could have led to hundreds of millions, if not billions, in fines for some of these big corporations.
Can't let a good crisis go to waste, can you?
That's right.
Okay, let's go back to the lines and welcome James from Texas. Hi, James. You're on the Common Sense Show.
Thanks for y'all's show. Jim, I would like to ask you, you hosted or you substituted for John Stadtmiller on his National Intel Show 4 or 5 years ago, I think, and you had a guy named Tim White who apparently had CIA connections. He said there was one man who planned the whole 9/11 fiasco, and his name was Tango Dancer. That was the code name. I was wondering, have you heard anything further on that?
No, but I would say, I mean, the guy who thought this through the most would be Philip Zelikow. I mean, he's the guy who's going to write the official report. I mean, that Zelikow had a draft of the 9/11 Commission report done a year before he shared it with any member of the staff. I'd say if there's anybody who knows the answer to that question, it's likely to be him.
Yeah, I remember Tim White said that man got paid $1 billion for it. And
that's a lot of money. You know, I don't understand what people do with this kind of money. You know, you couldn't spend it in your lifetime, so I really don't.
That sounds
like an exaggerated amount, clearly. But
you know, Jim, let me jump in here real quick, because it almost sounds like you're comparing commissioner of the 9/11 Commission report to Alan Dulles.
My assumption is.
Hold on a second here. I want to jump into the point you made. Whoa, caller, hold on for a second. Jim, are you making it? Do you think there's a comparison there between Alan Dulles and the 9/11 commissioners?
Oh, that's very interesting. Alan Dulles, of course, played a key role in the Warren Commission. He attended more meetings than anyone else. He had been fired by JFK. He undoubtedly had a role in the assassination, and he also then had a role in covering it up. Yeah. I think there is a parallel to be drawn there, Dave. I think that's astute of you, that Philip Zelikow could have played a role in relation to the commission analogous to that of Alan Dulles in relation to the Warren Commission.
Okay, James, you'd made a good point, and that's why I wanted to jump in with that idea. Go ahead.
Let me finish this up. The reason I come to the suspicion it was Henry Kissinger is because George Bush, when he finally come around and said, okay, let's go ahead and have an investigation, who was the first man he picked? He said, well, who better to do it than the man who
planned
it?
That's good. That's a good guess. Okay, I like that. I long suspected that Henry Kissinger was deep throat, too, because he had the most close personal relationship with Nixon of anyone. Apparently, I've been told that it was Mark Felt, but I tell you, deep throat fits Kissinger, and Mark Felt didn't have a deep voice like Kissinger. Kissinger could have been. I mean, I think Kissinger's responsible for the death of millions of people around the globe, so this would not surprise me.
Okay, we got to run because we're up against the break. Thanks for your call. We'll be back on the other side Jim Fetzer, more with Annie DeRiso, and your host, of course, me, Dave Hodges.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Welcome back. This is Dave Hodges, host of the Common Sense Show. As we're still running into a couple of glitches here, my producer Mike tells me that our last caller has one more point he'd like to make, and then we've got to move on. Hello, are you there?
Can you hear me now, Dave?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's much better. I don't know what was going on there. Where I was going with those two points there, Lee Harvey McVeigh in Oklahoma, and Lee Harvey Oswald in Dallas, and what you have with the 19 false flag suspects there in 9/11. Victor Thorne, I think you know who he is, Professor?
Yes.
Yeah, with the American Free Press newspaper, a great writer, and Dave, maybe you would check out his book, Flight 93, Phantom Flight 93, the name of the book, where he ties in some of the things you were making there. There, I mean, he points out that Todd Beamer and Lisa Beamer, there was no marriage there. That was a fake CIA last-minute deal there, all propped up. He's
well,
not even buried.
That's very interesting. I think you've been cut off again before you can complete your remark.
Pardon me?
Say, was there more to it than that there was a fake marriage? That's a very interesting point.
It was a fake marriage, and in line with the other, some of your suspicions about who was all on them planes. Yeah, it was a fake marriage. There is no a record of where they said they were married.
This is unreal.
Okay, we're having some technical issues, so to Mike, we're going to have to move
now?
Behind, but I want to thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Good points. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was very good points.
Again.
Do you want to address that for a second, Jim?
Well, there's all kinds of weird things about Flight 93. For example, the voice cockpit voice recorder was played during the Zacharias Moussaoui trial, and allegedly recorded conversation of the passengers talking about using the drink cart to break through the cabin door. But as one member of scholars pointed out to me, cockpit voice recorders don't record conversations in the passenger compartment.
Exactly.
Another observed that the last voices you hear are those of the alleged terrorists at the controls of the plane who are deliberately crashing it, saying, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, which, of course, is Arabic for God is great, God is great. But in fact, the final prayer in Islam, there's a prayer for every occasion, and the prayer you should say if you're facing imminent death is not Allah Akbar. It's in Arabic, there's but one God, Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet. So that those who were working on the script here didn't know enough to get it right.
That's just amazing to me that they could bumble around in so many different ways. Let's go back to the lines and welcome Joe from Ohio. Hi, Joe. You're on with Jim Fetzer.
Hi, David. Hi, Annie. Hi, Dr. Fetzer.
Hi.
Yes.
Good evening.
My question is, I remember, I think I saw one of those 9/11 shows on the Discovery Channel or something like that, and they discussed a couple of stewardesses, Betty Ong, for example. I guess she was making a phone call or a radio call to the reservation desk, and it was all recorded. No one's ever explained that since then. Can you touch on that a little bit, please?
Well, there are a lot of oddities about these phone calls. A friend of mine has done a study of them and found that two of them lasted 40 minutes after the plane had allegedly crashed. And I think he had a point or two about Betty Ong. Let me see if I can find it, because he was very good about this and supplementing the research of David Ray Griffin. Betty Ong and Madeline Sweeney on Flight 11 said there were four jackers, not five, and both gave the wrong seat numbers for the hijackers. Mark Bingham on Flight 93 said there were three hijackers, not four. Renee May on Flight 77 said there were six hijackers, not five. Most of Ong's alleged phone call recording is missing. Ong and or Sweeney gave specific information that the hijackers had guns as opposed to box cutters. Tom Burnett on Flight 93 said the hijackers had guns. I mentioned how Tom Beamer's call lasted 48 minutes after the crash. Jeremy Glick's 43 minutes after the crash. I mean, all this stuff appears to be completely phony, fraudulent, faked. There's a very good article by David Ray Griffin on global research about it. Just put in David Ray Griffin, global research, 9/11 phone calls, and you'll find it.
Okay, very good. Thanks for your call, Joe. We got to move along because we got a full board of calls. Let's go to Ernie in Indiana. Hi, Ernie. What's on your mind?
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
The question I have is there's two. I've never heard anybody say exactly who was the one that gave out the warnings about buildings falling down. And second, is there any summaries of the autopsies from that event anywhere?
Those are both great questions. You know, I think there were only three formal death certificates issued after 9/11, as I understand it, and I don't know of any of the autopsies that would purportedly have been done about all these victims, which should have been done. I mean, it's just like there was no investigation of the crashes at all anyway by the NTSB. This warning thing is very curious. No steel structure high-rise ever collapsed from fire before 9/11 or after 9/11, or if our research is correct, on 9/11, and yet Rudy Giuliani said he was warned that the building was going to collapse. And there are other reports of warnings about, you know, and he would never identify who had warned him, who had given him the information that the buildings were going to collapse. This is quite bizarre. I have no doubt that Rudy was deeply involved in all of this, however.
Well, he almost got to be president for it. Thanks for your call. Let's move along and go to Roger in Kentucky. Hi, Roger. Welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Thank you. The NTSB has a procedure for logging and assigning numbers to every aircraft-related incident. On 9/11, there are gaps in the number sequence. I believe there are five numbers missing. Do you have any information on what those were originally assigned to?
Well, I suppose that some, you know, some flunky down at the bottom who didn't know the whole thing was a scam might have assumed that they were setting up to do the investigation of these crashes, and then it all got erased. I mean, I'm holding in my hand the FAA registration data for these four planes, and Flight 11, which, of course, we was supposed to have hit the North Tower, wasn't deregistered until the 14th of January, 2002. Flight 77, supposed to have hit the Pentagon, not deregistered until the 14th of January, 2002. But even more odd are United 175 and 93, which purportedly hit the South Tower and crashed in Pennsylvania. They were not deregistered until the 28th of September, 2005, which means, according to the FAA, these planes were flying around for years after the events of 9/11.
Incidents at the Pentagon, all of the ones that were in the news, do have numbers assigned to them. These are incidents other than the ones that were reported. I was wondering if you had any information on what those were initially assigned to, the missing numbers.
No, I don't. I'm very interested in what you've come up with there. That's quite interesting to me. I compliment you for discovering that.
Okay, thank you.
Roger, send that along to me, if you would, at thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com, and I'll forward it to Jim for his review.
Good.
Okay,
thanks for the call, Roger. Good call. Okay, and let's go to our last caller of the evening, Lee from Georgia. Hi, Lee. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. You're on with Jim Fetzer.
Good evening, gentlemen and lady. That is, if she's still there with us.
She's still with us.
I'm here.
She's still there. I want to mention Flight 93, Flight 77, they hit the Pentagon. But before I do, I want to point out two things about these so-called phone calls. One, if you listen to Betty Ong, does it sound like a woman who's just witnessed two stabbings, mace in the air, and where's the panic in her voice? And during the beginning of the conversation, when she was asked what flight is she on, she said, and I'm surprised nobody's picked this up, Flight 12.
Interesting.
I have a copy of the recording.
That's very nice.
Again, okay, would you mind sending that to me? And I'd like to hear it, maybe play it on the air, and then, of course, I'll forward it to Jim for his review also.
I got it right here on my hard drive. I'll pull it up for you.
Well, we don't have time to play it right now because we're coming up on a break, but okay, I would like it if you would forward it to me.
Mom, this is Mark Bingham.
Yeah.
When was the last time you introduced yourself to your mom over the phone
right.
with your full name?
Absolutely right.
Yeah, I hear you. No, I hear exactly what you're saying. But if you've got that original, please send that forward to me. I'd really like to review that myself at thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com. Lee, we've got to move along because I need to put a wrap on this interview, but thanks so much for your call. Well, Jim, I think the most distressing thing to me, aside from the loss of life and the loss of our national liberties that has arisen from 9/11, just like the Kennedy assassination, the evidence is sequestered, and like little children, we're told to shut up, sit down, you're not allowed to look at it. What can we do to change this?
Well, I think we got some serious problems, Dave, that are going to require reforming how we elect our officials. I think we have to get rid of these electronic voting machines and go back to paper ballots. They brought communities together, and they actually sustained a recount. I don't think these electronic voting machines, which can't even be subjected to a recount or even constitutional, and they're easy to hack. I think we have to get money out of these public elections. I think all elections for federal office have to be done on the basis of public financing, and that private interests should not be allowed to intervene. And then I think we got to get the lobbyists out of Washington. Too much legislation has been written by lobbyists, not by the members of Congress. And if we could take those three steps, not that I'm suggesting that they'll actually be taken because the power of the corporations and special interests is so great, but if we could take those three steps, we might have a ghost of a chance of regaining control of our country. Absent them, I think the prospects are quite dim.
So then we look at the possibility of future rogue black operations designed to further whatever agenda that this group wants to promote.
Someone mentioned Iran. I mean, it would be such a catastrophe if Iran were to be attacked its nuclear facilities. The estimates are that a million Iranians would be killed outright, and that the contamination, which would sweep over Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India, would bring about the premature deaths of some 35 million more from contamination. There's no justification for attacking Iran. Iran is a peaceful country. You'd have to go back to Cyrus the Great to find Iran trying to conquer other countries. It poses no threat, but then neither did Iraq or Afghanistan, and yet we attacked them too based on phony attacks. There is a missing missile from North Dakota that there's a lot of suspicion was taken so that it could be used to perpetrate a phony false flag attack on the United States that would be blamed on Iran in order to mobilize the American people to support an attack on Iran. But it would be a catastrophe any way you cut it. In fact, our lopsided support for Israel, considering Iran has no atomic weapons and signed the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Pact, while Israel has 200 to 600 of these little beauties, as it has refused to sign the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Pact, is quite absurd. Israel is the problem in the Middle East. It isn't Iran. It wasn't even Iraq, and it's certainly not Afghanistan. The Israeli problem and their abusive position and the influence of Zionism on our own Congress, even. A lot of these neoconservatives were either joint citizens with Israel or adamant Zionists who believe in a greater Israel and in the superiority of the Jewish people and their entitlement to lands that historically belonged to Palestine. The situation is gross and distorted in our history books. Our politicians won't address it. They exhibit a form of moral cowardice that reflects the reality that they can be taken out politically, either literally or figuratively, if they speak out against Israel. So I think we're in the vice grip of a very powerful force, and every American has to come to understand its name, which is Zionism.
Well, that almost left me speechless, Jim, because I never knew you would connect those particular dots. I hope you'll agree sometime in November to come back on with us so we can further explore the JFK angle of cover-up and how the world changed, and then bridge right into where you're going right now with this so we can better understand and prepare for what's coming. Because I'm one of those people that, when you look back at the swine flu last year, H1N1, I think the alternative media defeated the government's plan for mass inoculation, mandatory inoculations, and I think we have a chance here, too, if we keep beating the past, so to speak. So I hope you'll agree to come back on.
Dave, I'll come back with you anytime you want, and we got to get it right and not let the Pentagon defeat our exercise of freedom of speech, because talk radio and the Internet are the last bastions that remain.
I hear you. Well, Jim, thanks so much for being such a great host, and it's always a pleasure to have you on, and I'll be in touch to book a future show with you.
My great pleasure, Dave. Thanks for having
me. Okay. Good night, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. Good night.
I don't know about you, Annie, but I'm kind of speechless, especially at his last comments regarding how Israel is out of control in the Middle East. And I don't consider myself to be an anti-Zionist, but I do have to tell you that Israel is the problem in the Middle East, and I think there is no question about that. In fact, you know, Annie, an interesting aside is that when 9/11 happened, we had a soccer team from this country playing in Iraq, and they observed a moment of silence, and people were visibly weeping in the stands. And less than a year later, we invaded that nation.
Well, you know, religious fanaticism, I don't care what religion it is or who you believe in or don't believe in. You become a fanatic, and it's bad. I mean, very simple words, but I don't know how else to put it.
No,
it's bad from the get-go.
Well, speaking of bad, Annie, I'm one of those that greatly fears a possible false flag operation to further the next agenda of the takeover, this, shall we call them, global elite, for lack of a better term.
Yes. Look at how many we discussed tonight.
I know.
What, five or six of them?
Yes.
We got to everything except the Gulf of Tonkin.
Of course, we're paranoid, and of course, you know, I received an email from my article on News with Views where the individual accused me of everything, including being a paranoid schizophrenic with regard to 9/11. And I didn't even say in the article that I was an inside job. I stopped just short of that. I posed 20 questions. I pointed out some similarities with Kennedy, similar to what we covered in the show tonight. And I fired back to the guy, and I said, well, good, you can answer my 20 questions, and then, of course, I'll believe the official explanation. And I said, until then, I said, I may be paranoid schizophrenic, but I think that you have mindless sheep disorder, where we just willingly go along with whatever the mainstream media says that's gospel and that's truth. But along the lines of a false flag operation, Annie, There is an interesting article or series of articles appearing in the Arizona Republic today. And Annie is a believer, and I'm not. And we're talking about the UFO subject. I saw the Phoenix Lights in 1997.
We'll catch up.
Yeah, and I still think it's the next generation of aircraft, similar to the SR-71 that was unveiled, and people saw that as UFOs. And when we come back from the break, Annie's going to give her take on this two-page, front-page promoted article in the Arizona Republic, our biggest daily here in Arizona. And what I'd also like to know from the rest of the country by email at thecommonsenseshow@yahoo.com, if you had a similar article in your newspaper where you live. So let's stay tuned, everybody. Let's come back after the break. We'll put a wrap on this show, and we'll take this subject just a little bit farther, then we'll tell you about next week's show.
A minute for my finger to find my daily dose of destiny under my sign.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
On behalf of Annie DiRiso and myself and our great network at RBN, I want to extend our personal appreciation to Dr. Jim Fetzer for taking time out of his busy schedule to join us and enlighten us on two events. And really, we were just starting with one with 9/11, but on two events, including the Kennedy assassination, events that have paramount importance to our current lives in our future lives as well. I want to remind everybody we have generic RBN business cards available. They're just $10 per 100. This includes shipping, free bumper stickers, and a free copy of the classic Aaron Russo's America from Freedom to Fascism. You can get yours by sending your check or money order to 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or make it easy on yourself and call with a credit card during business hours. That's 9 to 6 Central at 800-724-2719. Still want to remind you that we got our RBN pledge drive going. And if you enjoyed tonight's show and the other great programming here on RBN, I would encourage you to contribute what you can. And again, you can reach us at that same number, 1-800-724-2719, and give what you can. And just one more reminder, we have archives, and certainly this show, I hope, will become a classic on the archives, and not because of any great skills I possess as an interviewer, but because of the quality of the guest and the quality of the great calls we had from all the listeners tonight. Dr. Jim Fetzer will clearly be a well-visited archive site under the Common Sense Show, and they're only, folks, they're just $1.33 a month. Best bargain in town. Well, anyway, Annie, where I was going with that article on AZ Central was promoted on the front page of the Arizona Republic that they were doing a two-page expose on what UFOs really are in the 5% of unexplained cases, and they prominently featured among many people former Arizona Governor Fife Symington, who's been quite outspoken about the need to investigate UFOs. But, you know, Annie, I take a slightly different tact on that. I'm wondering if that couldn't be used, such as Project Bluebeam, as another false flag operation, as we've heard about before. So, Annie, I'm challenging you to put together a show where we could look at this as a possible false flag operation. And you know these people don't work in isolation, Annie, if this is indeed the case. So where it appeared in the Arizona Republic, I would expect that it would appear in many other major dailies over the next week to 2 weeks. And I'd like to hear from the listeners, if you wouldn't mind sending me to the links of future articles like this, to the Common Sense Show at yahoo.com. Well, Annie, time to take a deep breath. Quite a show tonight, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I'm still breathless. He is so good, so much information in such a short period of time. This was another one of those shows where we could have gone for 4 hours. So, yes, definitely book him back. He's one of our better guests. So,
no, we'll now, get him back. I've had him on four times, and I think each time I have Jim on, it just keeps getting better and better. But I also want to let the callers know we're sorry. Sometimes we've got to be brief. We run up against breaks. We've got a full board of calls almost the whole last hour of the show, so we had to move along quickly, and I appreciate your patience in that matter, but your questions are second to none. We absolutely have the best listening audience in radio, and I want you to know from the bottom of my heart, Annie's heart, we truly appreciate all of you as we join in our common quest for freedom and to restore the lost liberties that we used to enjoy in this great country we call the United States of America. Annie, very quickly here, quick promo for next week's show. What's the topic?
Oh, wow. We're going to have Rosalind Peterson on, and she's going to be talking about her Agricultural Defense Coalition. So, you know, it's about food, folks, and what they're doing to us and what we cannot let them do to us.
Agenda 21, and she's got her facts together. In fact, I'm having a conversation with her as soon as we get off the air, so I have my facts in order. Join us again next week, everybody. Go out and have a great week. God bless.
Thanks, Lynn and Jane.